From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. The United Nations Security Council is to meet at this hour to discuss the violence in Libya. Members are to consider sanctions against Libya, such as an arms embargo, a travel ban, and a freeze of the assets of Muammar Gaddafi, as well as property belonging to his relatives and top government officials. The popular uprising in Libya is posing the biggest threat to Gaddafi's rule in his more than 40 years in power. Forces loyal to him are on patrol in the capital, Tripoli, to quash dissent. NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro reports this comes a day after pro-Gaddafi militiamen opened fire on anti-government protesters.
We've spoken to military leaders here in Benghazi. They call themselves the Free Libyan Army, and they say that they are preparing a march to Tripoli. They say they've already sent reinforcements to the capital and that they will be sending more. The obstacle, they say, is the city of Sirte, halfway from Benghazi to the capital, Tripoli. Sirte is Muammar Gaddafi's hometown. It's reinforced, and the military here say they need to take it before they can do a real push onto the capital, Tripoli.
NPR's Lourdes Garcia-Navarro. The death toll from Tuesday's earthquake in the New Zealand city of Christchurch is now 145, as rescuers pulled more bodies from the rubble. Stuart Cohen reports from Sydney, officials are now starting to come to grips with the huge financial cost of the disaster.
Officials say a third of the buildings in Christchurch will have to be demolished, and the city's downtown will be closed for months. One of the tallest buildings, the 26-story Hotel Grand Chancellor, remains precariously close to collapsing. Aftershocks continue to shake the city and are making the search for more survivors difficult. Nobody has been rescued since Wednesday, yet Prime Minister John Key says a glimmer of hope still remains.
This is very much still a rescue effort, not a recovery. As every moment passes, obviously it becomes more challenging, but people can survive for considerable periods of time without water and food.
The Prime Minister has promised a massive economic package to help pay for what's being called the country's most costly disaster. For NPR News, I'm Stuart Cohen in Sydney.
Space Shuttle Discovery is approaching the International Space Station for the last time. Discovery will retire after this mission, which is to deliver supplies to the orbiting outpost. Before it docks, Discovery will perform a backflip so technicians can look for any damage from the launch. Leroy Kane is the deputy manager of the Space Shuttle program. He says debris had struck the bottom of the shuttle four times.
Four events, three of which I believe we think the source or the debris item itself is in all likelihood foam from the tank. I think there's a fourth event that we haven't been able to ascertain the source of it.
Discovery will spend at least a week at the space station before returning home. This is NPR News. The United Nations is warning that Ivory Coast is on the brink of a return to civil war. NPR's Ophebia Quist-Arkton reports fighting erupted this week between forces loyal to the disputed president and rebels who back his political rival.
The UN peacekeeping mission spokesman in Ivory Coast, Amadou Toure, says the West African nation risks all-out conflict with violence spreading to the lawless west of the country.
It would be the first time the ceasefire is broken in 6 years. So we've been witnessing violence between civilians and the army, but now if we have two armies face-to-face, this will be very, very complicated.
Meanwhile, hundreds of residents in Abidjan's Abobo neighborhood continue to flee heavy weapons fire from troops loyal to the disputed incumbent, Laurent Gbagbo. Abobo is a stronghold of the presidential challenger, Alassane Ouattara. Ophebia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Accra.
The U.S. Congress has until March 4th to agree on a federal spending plan, or the government will have to shut down. President Obama said today he expects lawmakers to find common ground. In his weekly address, the president said Congress cannot allow gridlock to prevail. Freshman Senator Rob Portman delivered the Republican address. He said the GOP goal is to make sensible spending cuts and to create job growth, not to shut down the government. Billionaire investor Warren Buffett sent his annual letter to shareholders today, to those who hold stock in his company, Berkshire Hathaway. He predicts a recovering in the housing market will begin within a year or so. Buffett also said that his company plans to make major acquisitions this year, saying, "Our elephant gun has been reloaded and my trigger finger is itchy." I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.
Support